The new Chinook salmon excluder device uses a flexible, weighted panel that keeps pollock in but lets salmon out. John Galvin with the North Pacific Fisheries Research Foundation says the new design takes advantage of the differences in swimming abilities between pollock and salmon.
Salmon can swim forward in a pollock trawl, whereas pollock are not strong enough swimmers to do that on a sustained basis. So what we've done is changed the water flow and created a way for salmon to move out of the fish coming down the net and power up and swim up to an area where there's an escapement hole.
Galvin says they've been experimenting with excluders since 2003. The original designs involved rigid squares of mesh, but those caused problems when the nets caught large schools of pollock. The flexibility of the new design eliminates that problem.
So little by little, we moved into the using a panel that would just be weighted and hang down, but could accommodate larger catch rates of pollock because it would, in those circumstances, just push up and still protect the escapement hole, but it would allow fish to swim past it without restricting the flow anymore.
He and his colleagues started developing this design in 2007. Then, in the spring of 2009, the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council instituted a hard cap limit on the number of Chinook salmon brought in as bycatch by the pollock fishery. If a boat catches more than their allotted number of Chinook, then they have to either trade for another boat's allocation or stop fishing altogether. It's strong motivation to avoid Chinook if at all possible. In the fall of 2009, Galvin and others started to fine-tune the excluder design in a flume tank that allowed them to quickly test different scenarios and conditions. Then, they field-tested the modified design on two pollock boats this February. One boat saw 35% escapement of Chinook salmon, and the other had 25%. Only 1% of pollock escaped. Galvin says the tests were too small to be statistically significant, but they learned that each excluder needs to be fine-tuned and properly weighted depending on the horsepower of the boat. Galvin says the modification costs less than $10,000 and can be made to any pollock trawl net.
Yes, designed to just be an inserted section into anybody's pollock net. So it's a separate sort of straight tube of webbing with the excluder panel in it that would be put just at the end of the tapered part of the trawl and just before the stuffing tube or caught end section, depending on how the net's rigged.
About 50 boats are already using them. The North Pacific Fisheries Research Foundation will host workshops in May to teach fishermen how they work. If the fishermen choose to install one, a technician will help them fine-tune the gear at the beginning of bee season. Next, they'll begin developing an excluder for chum salmon, which behaves differently than king salmon. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.